China has a new use for its quantum satellite, protecting the world's largest energy grid. The world's first quantum satellite was launched by China in 2016, and since the years it's been launched, it's starting to gain more and more uses, mostly as an encryption device. And since most quantum communication is done by fiber lines, building a network that can be long and go over an entire country the size of the United States can be very expensive, which is why the satellite is quite an innovation. It's now part of a quantum communication network in space that's been built to protect the Chinese power grid from attacks. And fun fact, China has the world's largest national power grid, which generates more power than the grids of the United States, India, Russia, and Japan combined. In a drill in 2021, the Chinese military simulated an attack to the grid, which in response, they were able to take control of the whole power grid, particularly in a province that's closest to Taiwan, without anyone being able to see what commands they were giving the power grid, as it was being controlled by a quantum encryption beaming from the satellites. The Chinese military is doing this for national security concerns over how reliable the grid may be. And quantum computing, quantum networks in space, all sounds like science fiction, but it's just one step in the modernization of China. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.